The Wisp. I haven't had a haircut since January 2002. I'm pretty sure that was my last haircut. I made a pact with myself that I wouldn't consider getting a haircut until a certain state of affairs obtained. I recently read a story about a man who hadn't shaved since September 11th, 2001. He made a pact with himself that he wouldn't shave until Osama bin Laden was captured. His beard is absolutely huge. I confess that, in some crowds, I've thought about using the latter explanation for the state of my hair. The weed. To tell a story is to confess. And confession is a matter of closing things off, closing doors, closing windows, closing narratives, bringing something to a close. But it also implicates others. A self-story by necessity is a collaboration. A collaboration that closes. The uniform. Every confession, every story wrought as memoir and reflection should begin, "Sorry, we're closed." The simply read. To tell the story, to confess, to collaborate, is not to reveal, but to submit to judgment. From a position of judgment, from the confessional, sharing is but shearing. The sensitive ponytail. The shearing. The cutting moment cuts to the heart of place. Collaboration, like performance in general, cuts out a space for connection and for action. Connection. In such a space, creation both expands and subtracts. A convergence that others, a disjunctive synthesis that constitutes, a movement that appears. El Guapo Libre. Tweaking this quote for our purposes, that is, for my purposes, I make a host of it. I make it hospitable and inhabit it as a home space, and thereby violate the hospitality enacted by its author. That is where the question of hospitality begins. Must we ask the collaborator, or the audience for that matter, to understand us? To speak our language in all the senses of this term, in all its possible extensions, before being able, and so as to be able to welcome him into our performance? The salty dog. The collaborator always arrives unannounced, even when you know she is coming. Her appearance shocks and strikes, shakes the space and shatters the home, and yet the appearance enacts a demand. The revolutionary zeal. The demand of collaboration is a gift that both gives and takes place. The home is transformed, rendered in excess and in dearth. The gift of hospitality is a perversion of astonishment. The overgrown mullet. To astonish, creating an impression that intrudes, that makes stranger by arriving as a stranger. A stranger that brings a demand, a stranger demand. The news anchor. Astonishment always has a texture. The collaborative moment, even when virtual and distant, when digital and elusive, is always haptic. It creates a space in movement, a moving space. The natural mullet. The collaborator gives place, a nomad place that is constituted in movement. The trick of collaboration is to inhabit movement. The Mona Lisa. Sometimes the image makes a place out of place. Commentary. This is supposed to be ambiguous. The lift. Movement is a gesture of style. It goes. The homegrown elliptical. The gestures of the future, my future gestures, are always already what will have been. They will arrive as having been inchoate, as revealing but not revealed. The future interior constitutes the perfect past of the portrait, precisely because the subject, both spectator and spectrum, doesn't know any better. The grunge. Hair is a space that moves, even after death. Even after the moment of performance, it still performs. It is both trace and thing traced. the future dentists of America. When all is said and done, theater thinks, in the space open between life and death, the knot that binds together desire and politics, it thinks this knot in the form of an event, that is, in the form of the intrigue of the catastrophe. Exhibit 1, the intrigue of the catastrophe. The freshly shorn. The ephemeral element within the theater is not to be located directly in the fact that a performance begins, ends, and ultimately leaves nothing but obscure traces. Instead, it is to be sought in the following conviction. The theater is an eternal and incomplete idea caught in the instantaneous ordeal of its own completion. The formal mullet, also known as the 1985 hair of the year. The theater falls under the category of restricted action, and every confrontation with the ratings will prove fatal. The public comes to the theater to be struck by theater ideas. It does not leave the theater cultivated, but stunned, fatigued, thought is tiring, pensive. Even in the loudest laughter, it has not encountered any satisfaction. It has encountered ideas whose existence it hitherto did not suspect. The digital collaborator comes to the screen as stage to be struck, to be dissatisfied and fatigued by the always more to think. The Fabio. The interruption of time found in photography opens up a time and a space for digital performance, precisely because it is loosed from the space of the print. The Earth First Mugshot. Photography is subversive not when it frightens, repels, or even stigmatizes, but when it is pensive, when it thinks. The Gili Trawangan. The promise of digital collaboration is a lure of proximity. The Fusaichi Pegasus. To be in proximity is first and foremost to move in a relationship of warmth. Collaboration is a thermal process. The Buzz, also known as the Gus Grissom. Acting at a distance renders problematic the very nature of the interval that makes up this distance. The Bowl. Look at this hair! It has warmth and proximity, but does it constitute a home, even in the ephemerality and eternity of the image? The Advertising Intern. As the hair returns, it always returns with a difference. Yet it always returns with a trace of the same as a performance of folded time, as an inhabitation of time. Slick. Even in baldness, the hair would return as a zero point of orientation, as a partial object, as pure potentiality, and as passage. The hors d'oeuvres. What counts in the image is not its meager content, but the energy, mad and ready to explode, that it has harnessed, which is why images never last very long. The Body. Exhibit 2. The Body. Query. Where is it? Or rather, when is it? Doctor of Humidity. Collaboration is a lure of a future home, of impossible inhabitation, of taking place and making place for the as not yet and the will have been. Boogie Nights Jr. We can never predict the future nor have faith in it, since in any case, things do not happen as we want. Thus it is necessary to navigate by sight, to agree to experiment in the short term and in limited areas. Flower Child. Without cutting, there is a trace of a thousand cuts.